Hello.
Oh, hello, is this Professor Chomsky?
Yes.
Hi, this is John Bohannon from Science.
Yeah.
I was just analyzing the signal of your name in the corpus. One thing I find interesting is that your name starts to appear around 1960, and it stays at a pretty low level through the 60s, but then starting in 1970, there's a huge shift up. What happened in 1970 or 69?
Well, I was very active in the anti-war movement. I did actually have a book in 1969, but that I was quite giving talks all over the place. I have no idea. That's the only thing that changed in the late 60s.
Because I'm looking at the books in which you actually appear in the year 1971, 2, and 3, and
mm-hmm.
they are Language and Mind.
Oh, well, then it's linguistics.
But there's also For Reasons of State.
Which is politics.
And then there's Problems of Knowledge and Freedom.
Which is both.
Spheres of Influence in the Age of Imperialism. These are papers submitted to the Bertrand Russell Centenary Symposium in Linz, Austria, 1972.
Yeah, well, I did submit something. I didn't realize it had that much, was that well known.
Bertrand Russell is an interesting case because he's... probably the most famous person in this list that we're creating of scientists and mathematicians. He's 1.5 times more famous in the corpus than Charles Darwin.
Well, remember, Russell was a leading figure in the anti-nuclear movement. He and Albert Einstein wrote a very important memorandum in 1955 against nuclear weapons, which received a lot of publicity. He was very active in opposition to the Vietnam War very early. Bertrand Russell was one of the most hated people in elite circles in the United States. If you want to get a sense of it, have a look at there's a book called Russell in America, which discusses how he was treated by the elite media, you know, New York Times and so on. Over the years, and it's disgusting. He was bitterly, viciously attacked because of his anti-nuclear work and his opposition to the Vietnam War, and because of his atheism and critical analysis of social institutions and so on. They didn't know a thing about his work. He didn't care.
Do you feel like you've gotten similar treatment over the years?
Have I? Yeah, well, there's a lot of it.
Are you your very political positions on the war and so forth? Do you feel like they have been a detriment to your career as a scientist?
Well, you know, time and energy are finite, so if you spend it on one thing, you don't spend it on another. You know.
Would you change the balance at all if you could change anything?
It's a hard decision. The question is, you have to. Frankly, no, I wouldn't. I mean, there are just different values that conflict, and you have to find a way to balance. I think working to try to, say, end the Vietnam War is far more important than anything I could do in semantics and generative grammar.
But it doesn't sound like you enjoyed the experience.
No, not at all. If the world would go away, I'd be happy to just work on scientific work. It's much more interesting.
And yet, time and time again, you've done it.
Because the world doesn't go away.
What keeps you ticking?
What keeps me ticking? Just take a look at this morning's newspapers and you'll find many examples.
So
there's too much needless suffering, oppression, and violence in the world. Now, there are real threats to the survival of the species, and we can do something about